This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Bill Gordon is joining us. He is a producer from Minnesota and also serves as vice president of the American Soybean Association. And Bill, for many producers out there, when we get a new farm bill, it's the implementation, as always, of the new farm bill programs that are out there.
Right, and that's, you know, we're in the heart of that implementation. These dates are coming up for signing up for the new farm bill. The PLC, are going to go PLC, you're going to go ARC, CRP sign up. There's all kinds of different things. We're trying to stay on top of that and work with the administration to make that smooth.
Do you feel like for soybean producers that many are going to change? Because, you know, there's a lot of talk about out there. If they were ARC, maybe they'll go to the PLC or vice versa.
Well, the nice thing about this farm bill is that whatever decision you make now, in 2 years, you can actually change it. But really go to the universities. I believe University of Illinois, and there's different, I think University of Minnesota for one, and probably Kansas, really have great models about putting your operation to price and talk about what the best plan is for you for the next couple of years. Utilize those resources. That'll give you the best answer for your question.
And especially that for what you do soybean-wise may not be the same as to what you do if you grow another commodity.
Absolutely. So you got to look at, you know, is how does that best fit your operation, and then really what is now and then what's going to look like in the future. Like I said, but the bright side is you can make a change in 2 years. In the last farm bill, you were stuck with ARC or PLC.
What about other implementations of farm bill programs that we have out there?
Well, no, we're working on the CRP. That sign-up's coming up here, too, and soon. And I think there's a lot of producers really considering what they're going to do for the CRP. And then really all the other just simple programs that are internal. You know, go to your FSA office, meet with them, talk to them about the programs, get those deadline dates in your head, the reporting dates for crop insurance, all that different things. All those different things really make a difference in this implementation process.
And in the underlying part of that, and especially with the ARC PLC, you said it's been easier, so they've made it more user-friendly or farmer-friendly in this case.
Well, yeah, and that staff, they really work hard. And, you know, the USDA really has worked hard on that customer service aspect and updating their systems. And, you know, it's still processed, and you got to still go in there and you got to sit down. But, you know, thank those staffers. They put in a lot of hours above and beyond what they're sometimes what they get paid for the FSA.
Absolutely. All right. We appreciate your time, Bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
That is Bill Gordon, who is a Minnesota producer and serves as vice president of the American Soybean Association. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.